This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every so often, the universe throws us a mystery that makes scientists stop and say, wait, what was that? And it might have just done that. Well, joining us is Rebecca Davies, space expert with the latest on what's happening up in the universe. Rebecca, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Now, first up, these things are called little red dots. The James Webb Space Telescope's been spotting them. What's the reaction been like in the space world?
Yeah, so these little red dots were one of the first kind of new discoveries from the James Webb Telescope. We actually found them a few years ago, and they were called little red dots because exactly that's what they look like in the images, just these little tiny red dots. And the amazing thing is that we'd never really seen them before the James Webb Telescope turned on. And then they were sort of discovered almost immediately in the first data sets. And since then, there were hundreds of them discovered, but it's still very controversial what exactly these things are. When they were first discovered, they were quickly dubbed universe breakers. People thought that they broke our theories of the universe, because if you just kind of take them at face value and add up how much light they produce and how many stars you would need to make that light, it seems like you would need to create so many stars in such a short amount of time that it just wouldn't be possible with our theories. But as time has gone on, we've got more and more observations that really tell us that the puzzle is a lot more complex than that. So people started taking spectra of these objects, which is like where you split the light from the galaxy through a prism and look at lots of different wavelengths. And they found actually that a lot of these show evidence for gas swirling around supermassive black holes. And when that gas falls in, it glows brightly. So maybe you don't need as many stars to explain how bright these galaxies were. But there were still a lot of kind of unanswered questions.
You know
that
what
we have.
Rebecca, I know what it is. I'm going to solve it for you. So they're little red dots. You've got a brand new telescope looking at something. It's the aliens testing our eyesight. You know those dots? When you go get your eyes tested.
Somehow, I knew that you were going to say that. I don't know why, but I knew it.
There you go. It's me. I'm doing it. No, not at all. Moving on, we've got with these little red dots glowing away, there's also another black hole that's just made, what, the loudest entrance in cosmic sort of history? What does that mean?
Yeah, so black holes are always doing very exciting things in the universe. And in this particular case, astronomers have found the brightest flare ever that they saw coming from a supermassive black hole. So we know that supermassive black holes are surrounded by dense rings of gas. And sometimes when this material falls into the black hole, it can create a bright flare. And like the more material falls in, the brighter the flare will be. So this recently discovered flare was the most brightest flare that we've ever seen. It was 30 times brighter than any previous flare and 10 trillion times brighter than our sun. So I don't want to think about what would happen if that flare happened right next door to us.
No, it's like a burp. It's like a black hole burp in a way. Like
yeah,
it ate
exactly.
Something and went, ooh, didn't repeat it on me.
Yeah, but in this case, because the flare is so bright, it seems like it must have been produced by a star that was something like 30 times the mass of our sun that was being ripped apart as it fell into the black hole. And it seems like this this eating is still ongoing, because the black hole is still growing more brightly than its usual level.
So they don't get full. Their appetite for eating, they just keep eating and eating. Are they ever going to get, like, what, does it stop anywhere? Do they get closer to us? Do they? Is that how it all ends? We get eaten by a black hole? What? When do they stop?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's any particular fundamental limit to it. I mean, the amount of material that black holes eat kind of goes up and down. We're not in any direct danger of getting eaten by a black hole, because we're very, very far away from the black hole at the center of our galaxy. they normally only eat things that are relatively very close to them.
I love the way we use the term eat too. As though it metabolizes and grows bigger and bigger, and then eventually it'll just have to eat itself. There'll be nothing left. But let's move on to something that has happened. This the telescope. Now, this is the James Webb telescope, isn't it, that discovered the red dots. Is that right? That's been sharpened. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, anyone that's seen images from the James Webb telescope knows that these images are really beautiful. They're exquisitely sharp and detailed, much better than anything we've seen before. So people might be a bit surprised to hear that, you know, they weren't actually perfect, or there was still something that we could do to sharpen them further. And in fact, this is not a flaw of the telescope, but all infrared cameras have this very specific issue where a tiny amount of light from really bright pixels can leak into neighboring darker pixels. And normally this isn't a problem because this is on the scale of, you know, individual pixels, and the images we're looking at are hundreds or thousands of pixels across. But if you want to do something like detect a very faint planet next to a very bright star, then this actually becomes a significant problem. And so there are a team of Australian astronomers who anticipated that this would be an issue before the telescope was launched, because, as I said, it's a known problem with infrared cameras. And they put a little tiny, basically piece of sheet metal with some very specifically designed holes onto the telescope to help them correct this tiny blur. And basically they were able to observe stars through this little piece of metal and compare the signature that they got from the telescope to the one that they expected to see, to allow them to correct this very tiny blur. And after they did this, they can see, you know, these beautiful planets around these bright stars. It's pretty incredible.
So is it fair to say that now the James Webb Space Telescope has a bit of Australian-made hardware on it?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the only Australian piece of hardware on the James Webb Telescope, and we should be very proud of it. Oh,
absolutely. Made in Australia. Well done. Rebecca, we're up to date. I'm glad that we passed the eye test for the telescope with the red dots. I think that's funny. And great to chat with you. Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
We'll chat to you next time. That's Rebecca Davies, space expert, helping us make sense of the weird, the wonderful, and occasionally terrifying universe above us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.